A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. The Our Father has often been called the perfect prayer because Jesus gave this prayer to his disciples when they asked him to teach them how to pray. Many books have been written about this prayer. It is a prayer that gives glory to God and also asks God to provide for our own needs. But I must admit that there is that one phrase about forgiveness that gives me reason to pause. When I come to that part of the prayer that asks God to forgive me as I forgive, I wonder if I really want God to forgive me as I forgive those who have hurt me. Maybe Jesus didn't mean exactly what he said. Maybe we are not to take his words literally. But maybe Jesus did mean what he said, because after giving the disciples this prayer, Matthew follows it up with a reinforcement from Jesus when he says, "If you forgive others their transgressions, your Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." How do we rationalize our way out of that? Some years ago, I was deeply hurt by something another sister said to me. I could not forget it. I could not get over it. I seemed to play the tape over and over in my mind. I was very concerned, and I went to confession. I told the confessor that someone had hurt me and I could not forgive her, and I could not forget what she said to me. He asked me if I really wanted to forgive her. I realized I did want to forgive her, but I could not. This is what he told me. "You know God wants you to forgive her. And if you really want to forgive her, then you and God want the same thing. And it will happen in God's time." The desire to be able to forgive her was enough to accept the grace to forgive her. Sometime later, I saw this sister at a meeting. I was able to greet her. And when I saw her again, I was able to have a conversation with her. I can truthfully say that when I see that sister now, I am free to greet her, converse with her, without any reservation. I believe that if I desire to forgive as God forgives me, then it will truly happen. God wants me to forgive. I want to forgive. Then it will be done. Maybe not according to my timeline, but in God's own good time. I thank God today for this experience I had years ago. It was an occasion of grace for me, and it has served me well through the years. When I pray, the Lord knows what is in my heart. God knows I have the desire to forgive anyone who may have offended me. God knows that I want to forgive as God forgives. This is a gift God is eager to give me. This is what helps me to pray the Our Father with the trust that I believe is pleasing to God. Dear compassionate Father, you forgive me so readily, and you desire that I should be like you and forgive others as readily. Please grant that I will always desire to forgive as you forgive me, and to believe that you will give me the grace to always do so.